Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off tonight with some music. And we got a good show tonight. It's good, and I see Oregon Beaver, you're out there. I want you to call in too if you haven't gotten a message. We're going to be getting some calls from people that were at Rainbow. It's going to be awesome. And to start out the show tonight, we're going to play a song. And here it is. Let's play this song right here. I'm trying to find the song. Give me a second. Get somebody. Let's play this one right here. Let's just do this one.
I am my own disease. There ain't no drug that could sell. No, there ain't no drug to make me well.
Hey guys, I do not know what's happening. Paul, you're on with me, so you there?
Yes.
Okay, come on. Hey, 214, hang up and call back in. I've been trying to pick you up for the past 5 minutes, and it just ain't picking up. But I got Paul up here now. I don't know what's happening. I've been hitting it. It's that first spot. So 214, I don't know what the heck is. Oh man, people just you know, help them in the chat room. Tell them to refresh. Keep on refreshing.
Hear me now, Brian?
Yeah, I've heard you for the longest time.
Okay.
I
accidentally hit my one, and I thought I might have hung up.
No, 214, though, please hang up and call back in, because I can't pick you up on the spot that you're in. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's just I'm going to hang up if they're not paying attention. It's just I can hang up on them. I can't pick them up. I've been pushing the on-air button. Missy's going to be calling in a few minutes. Alan's going to be calling in. You know, Alan's known to being late. Tracy, you should call in. I read your thing. You can still talk about the good stuff. You know, you don't have to. You don't have to talk about the bad stuff. You know,
oh, he's
going to
call. He's finishing gobbling down his food for dinner, but he'll call.
Yeah, I bet you Missy is probably running a little late because she always forgets. Yeah, I know who 214 is, actually, and everything. I just it won't pick up. Now, Deb, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
I know I was like. I was, like, waiting before the show, and then after, like, 5 minutes, some ad came on, and then it cut me off. And then all I heard was music when the show was supposed to start, and that's it.
Yeah, I hung up on you one time because I didn't know if it was my computer or if it was. And the funny part about it is yesterday when I had some people on, it was happening to me, too. So I don't know if that's first spot. So, Paul, do not leave me.
I'm right here, guys. I'm typing too.
Don't leave. Stay in that first spot. That first spot's yours. It's possessed. Yesterday, I think my computer was possessed. Tonight, I did too. So, Deb, we're gonna talk. You know what, guys? Let's do this because Missy's running late and Alan's running late. Let's talk a little American Idol real quick.
All right. So now I'm going to have a biased opinion because I recorded it, but. That's fine. I'm good. They're all great. I love Sinatra.
Did you watch it?
That's okay, Ron. No.
I mean, I just want to say Lee, I just think Lee was the best and pretty much out of the rest. I mean,
hey, do you know, do they decide who goes first and last by watching them in rehearsal? Because a lot of times the last person up, I think the producers think is got the best one, so they end on a good note. Is that true or not?
I don't think so. I think they do it ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a random thing.
Like a draw or something like that. Something like that.
Big Mike, yeah, Big Mike was good too. So I'm going to have to probably text message Missy.
Well, let me. I do know
Alan
what.
And those guys.
I kind of fast forward and I know what they sing. And I had the 45, people remember what 45s were, of Lee's song, That's Life. And I played that thing over and over and over. I loved that way back when. So
being that you remember Frank and you probably was young when he came out, did anybody really disappoint you?
What happened was I was fast-forwarding to see what songs they were singing, but I didn't listen to the performances. But every one of the songs, at least for me, are, I don't know, I'd call them favorites, but I like all of them. What I really liked is I did watch a little bit of the mentoring going on, and what a great guy he is, Harry Connick Jr., and put him at ease and he arranged all of them too. They didn't do their own arrangements. He kind of worked with the arrangements, from what I understand.
Missy says she's listening. Missy, you're gonna have to call in. You are the prime person, and Deb, you are too. And Alan, when Alan gets here, I want to hear all you guys' scoops. And not scoops and the good stuff and the bad stuff that we could tell.
Ron? I don't see Missy in the chat. Where's she? Oh, she texted you saying she was listening?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Irish Eyes is out there.
Hey, Heather.
And I see Heather, you know, she was there. Deb?
Yes?
I know you met Irish Eyes for the first time, didn't you?
Yep, I did. Hi, Irish Eyes. Hi, Heather.
Okay, so, like, I'm trying to think what we can talk about. I mean, I wanted more than one person on the line when we talk about this stuff where you guys can reminisce.
Yeah, we
do. This
Missy's
telling me,
give
people what? But Deb, what do you have to say about it? I mean, since you're on the line first, and Missy's taking her smoothly time, I'm going to rip her a little bit since I know she's listening.
Hey, Deb, Heather in the chat room says, hey, Deb.
Yeah.
I knew I could drag her into this conversation.
Terry Garcia now has the sound going. Say, you guys, I posted it already, but has anybody had the time to watch the whole hour, 17-minute Q&As that are now up on Real Player?
Yeah, I was not going to bring those up. I was not going to Man, Missy, where are you at?
Damn.
Oh, she now hung up. Okay, so I'm so scatterbrained tonight, and the chat room is going crazy. Who's calling in? Is people asking me questions? It's Deb who was there.
What are they
asking? And Alan's supposed to be calling in, and like always, Alan's running late. And I talked to Alan today about it, him running late and everything. And he was okay.
On the people who are late. That's what I want to know.
What?
Why do I have to suffer because other people are late?
Why do you have to suffer? You can talk. I'm giving you an opportunity.
Listen, why does the chat people have to suffer because other people are late? You know what I mean?
They don't. Yeah, I know. I feel, like, bad for them. And I'm trying to hold off, but, you know, because, you know, the idea was, you know, but I'm good here. You all are here good. Okay, let's just start.
What do you
want to
know?
Okay? Bigfoot. Let's talk Bigfoot.
I didn't go Bigfoot hunting, but they had the guy the first night that before Howie got there, they had like this kid dressed up in a Bigfoot costume. So that when Howie got there, maybe he was standing outside or something. I didn't ever get the story, but I know that before Howie got there Thursday, they had this kid in a Bigfoot costume. Dressed up so that when Howie got there, he'd see Bigfoot, you know. And when Howie came in, he said he saw Bigfoot, and he wasn't sure if it was him or not, but he saw somebody that looked like Bigfoot. But I didn't actually go on the actual Bigfoot hunt, but I heard it was, you know, because you know there's, you know.
Yeah, and Howie's up there, Bigfoot hunting. Let's bring Missy on this time again. Missy, you there?
I am here. I can hear you now. I was listening, but then when I dialed in, I lost connection because I went from one room to another and I was by my computer, so I actually came outside. So if you hear any cars driving around, I didn't want my dogs barking. So, yeah, I'm here. Hi, Deb. Hi, Paul.
Beep, beep. Hi, Miss.
Hey, guys, let's do this. We were talking about Bigfoot. So, like, Howie's up Bigfoot hunting right now, isn't he?
Yes, I believe so. He is. He's in Granite Pass. Is that what he had said, Deb? In Granite Pass for 4 days? Yeah.
Okay.
He's actually Bigfoot hunting.
Wow. So how long was he going to stay Bigfoot hunting?
I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, because he's gonna come. Yeah, because he's actually coming to Texas, not near me, but he's going to Lubbock for something having to do with the weather, something.
Oh, he was making his weather reel.
Yeah,
he was
going
to be making his weather reel to send in, and hopefully we'll see him on a weather channel somewhere.
And I know something that he one thing he's doing, you know, what I was going to say is on this Bigfoot hunt. You know, one thing that was funny was James was going to something during the chat that I saw that James was going to he made a joke about how he's going to go to jail because Bigfoot hunting was illegal up in Oregon or something like that. I thought that was so funny.
Oh no.
You know, James
it was
having
a fun hunt.
And James was having a little mishap during the chat time, didn't he? Did you guys hear any stories about James and the chat conversations that happened, you know, like, or anything? Or did anybody see any posts on other people's Facebook that wasn't supposed to be posted?
I haven't had time to really go around and look at boards and stuff like that. And I even what I read, I don't really speak about. I just read it. But as far as for, I know James was, everybody loved him in the chat room. It was nice for him to go over. As far as conversation, what he was typing, what he was saying, it's so chaotic in there. There's no time to follow what James was doing on the computer.
I love being
told me what he did on YouTube's Facebook, so.
Yeah.
We'll find it, huh, Deb?
Actually, he posted on mine because I was one of the people that saw him post it. And actually, everyone left the chat room, and I don't think half the people realized the chat room was still open. And then I was like, it was funny.
Everyone's there to entertain.
and James, the one thing about James was when Michelle was singing the song that she, you know, she did for me and everything.
Yes.
James stood right in front of my way. I thought that was so funny because, you know, he knew, you know, I was in there too. And he just kept on, you know, standing right in my way. So that was kind of fun. Hey, we got some other callers. We're doing this.
Hey, Ron, let me interrupt. I did see in the chat room that Vicky was on area code 314 and she did not want to be picked up. She was listening. So if you see one of those.
Vicky just wants to listen. She doesn't want to speak.
No, we were having some issues on the website, the Blog Talk. Everybody's refreshed a couple of times to get the sound back. So.
And honestly, I'm not picking up unless you push the 1 button anyways.
Okay.
And
I see Big John in there, and I said, call in. And he says, why? And I told him he needs to call in because you got the fans that were at Big John is saying who he is now, so.
Yeah, all right. He's up. And actually, if you would let me talk, I would say, hey, Big John, welcome to the show. So, no, to you. Can you hear me, Big John?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, I'm on air.
Hey, Big John.
Yeah, you're on. I was going to let Paul, you know, keep on talking, and I had already picked you up. But, yeah, we're going to all just stay on the – what I want to do is, like, have everyone call in. And I know this another caller – there's another caller here on the line that was up there, too. He said he's a, you know, don't pick him up. You know, he's an asshole, but I'm going to pick him up because he's a funny asshole. And everything.
Has to be Tracy.
And,
am
Tracy,
I guessing?
You're up on the line. And,
am I up? Oh, geez. Now, I will own it.
I'm not talking to Tracy.
We have 4 people that were up there in Oregon. Did I say it right?
Well, I'll stay quiet. Just go ahead and talk.
No, you all must talk. So,
Ron,
here's
Oregon.
What?
I freaking love you, man. You said Oregon right. I freaking love you.
Hey, I told you I'll get it down sooner or later. So I want to go. I'm going to go to each one. And I'm going to ask questions. So, Big John, what's your favorite moment of the of Oregon Rainbow Tour? Rainbow. I keep wanting to call it a tour.
Well,
what was your favorite moment?
That's really hard to say because it was a great time all around, except that it rained and I froze my ass off.
Come on, Big John. Say your favorite moment was looking at the chat room when we were shouting out to you.
What, you mean when Michelle was kissing me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of worked.
Yeah, that works.
I think Missy knows what my favorite moment is, and I'm just not going to say.
What?
So
share.
What is it, Missy? Share.
I think probably Big John's favorite moment is spending all the quality time with Sheila.
I'll never tell.
Yeah. Okay,
you know, speaking of Sheila, wait, hey, you know, speaking of Sheila, it's a good segue. And I hope Vicky is listening to this.
Yeah, she said she hung up because she was getting the sound on the website now.
Okay. So, Missy, tell us the story that I was told I can say tonight. Tell us your story about poker and Sheila.
Okay. We were everybody listened very, very, very carefully. We were all playing poker. And we decided, we had been playing poker for a long time, so Darren made the announcement that it's break time. We could all take a break. We could all go to the bathroom, smoke our cigarettes, get something to drink. Well, Chick and George ran downstairs. I ran outside. I was with Michelle, I believe, and I believe Tracy at the time, too. I'm not real sure if I can remember correctly. This is funny, and this is allowed to be talked about. So, Vicky, brace yourself. Sheila was not wearing her glasses, so she quick ran to go to the bathroom, and she walked in the men's room, and Chicken George was taking a leak full stream, both hands holding his package, and Sheila said, "Oh, my God, George, you got a big one."
Wow. She did.
She did. It was very funny, and we sort of like re-nicknamed Chicken George while he was there. He was no longer Chicken George. We called him Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Well, can I assume that when Alan sang the next night, sang My Ding-a-ling, it was
maybe towards Chicken George? I don't know, but Sheila, you know, we're going to have to ask Sheila, you guys Facebook her, ask her, you know. What was it like seeing Chicken George hold his package?
just like holding my own, that's what it's like, yeah.
Oh, okay, Tracy, okay. But she said, oh, my God, I didn't have my glasses on. I walked into the men's room. It's all good. Chicken George said he just continued to do his thing. He was like, hey, Big She.
That's funny. That's just so
it was funny.
She also didn't have in that tournament.
She walked in the wrong bathroom, then how did she know how big it was? I mean, it could have been his arm she saw and thought it was dingling, you know? I mean, I could look like a horse.
Tracy, okay. Do I hear some jealousy on your part?
Yeah, oh, Tracy.
Yes, listen to this. Cougars, older women, love me like candy. They really like a fat kid like cake. They love me. I didn't score any points on Sheila, and I didn't really try, but I thought she'd go after, you know, a little piece of young Oregon love, but no, didn't happen.
She was loving her Big John.
And she took my chips and poker. She knocked me out. So, yeah, a little jealousy.
So,
a little pissed off, are you, Tracy?
So, wait. I got a question for Big John, okay?
Yeah.
So, Big John, did you use some of the Josh's techniques on Sheila? You know, did you go, you know, what Josh taught us last week?
Can't say I did. Sorry,
anybody that didn't hear the show, Ron had this great pickup artist on one of his shows, and John was in there, so we're wondering if he put any of that practice to use.
John was a true gentleman.
Oh, I could have used that.
A gentleman. How can you do that? You're supposed to, you know, mack on him, you know. But I mean,
because he had a classy lady on his arm.
Wow.
Come on.
You're making me blush, Missy.
So, okay, so here's the deal. Okay, so we Deb dropped off the line, first of all.
Heather going to call?
Heather's not going to call. Heather actually just text messaged me, said that she's having a hard time getting back into the chat room because they're having wind and her internet keeps on popping in and out. So, right now it's just us three, and I'm hoping Alan calls in soon. I do have a surprise for Alan, but you know what? I don't know if I should play this one surprise or if I should save it from Monday. And speaking of Corey, you know, Corey's in the chat room, but she's unable to call in right now. I thought she was gonna. She told me that she, you know, she normally helps up, but she's gonna call in maybe later on the hour. But right now she couldn't do it. And but I was gonna say is I have a clip. Maybe I'll give a little sneak peek of the clip.
Just play the clip, Ron. Don't leave us on our feet like that. Play it.
We can feel it that you want us to do it. Make us feel good.
But Bella, here, should I wait till Monday when the clip is, you know, part of, you know, when she's on the show? Or should I play
Absolutely
it
not. Play it now. Play it now. It's a tease for Monday. Go for it.
I've had enough tease this weekend, Ron. I do not need any more of this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, like, Michelle, we found a YouTube video, and we got some of it. We got the whole thing, actually. And we're going to play a little bit of this YouTube clip that was put on the internet, and it's
check
Michelle
baby, check
Costa.
Baby, 1, 2, 3, 4, check baby,
oh.
Check baby, 1.
And
let's
see how.
Okay,
this is courtesy
of Pepsi Rich, by the way.
Was it Pepsi Rich or was it Quick? No, it was Quick Dude.
No, I was up till 4 or 5 in the morning with a drunk Pepsi Rich, or hammered Pepsi Rich, who finally got it up.
He was drinking Pepsi.
Whoa, I thought it was Kevin. I thought it was Kevin, actually,
was
this one.
Pepsi.
Well,
let's play it real quick.
This is.
I'm going to stop that right there. We'll play the whole thing next week.
All I want to do is just a boom, 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 and a boom, boom. Just shake it.
That was my question. Who was your favorite? Okay, Big John and everyone, who is your favorite
karaoke
house guest? Your favorite karaoke house guest?
It has to be Sheila.
Yep.
It does have to be Sheila. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah. I have to say Sheila was the best that I heard, too. I mean, we maybe didn't hear everyone.
Best or favorite? Because I had some more favorites than best by far. I mean, the ones that were, you know, shaking the boom boom and whatever, all that. You know, that was what I liked. I mean,
you know, sorry to cut you off, Tracy. Everybody who sang brought something different. I mean, you watch Howie, and he's just so comical to watch. You know, Alex, he knows the lyrics. Sheila, she has the tone. Michelle, she has the pizzazz. So they all definitely brought something different.
What did the other Michelle have? You didn't say her.
Michelle Noonan. Everybody goes to my Facebook, I do have Michelle Noonan. That surprised me. Who knew? Michelle Noonan sang, and yeah. It, just a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Did you miss that, Tracy?
Oh, no. Miss what? What again? What did I miss?
Did you miss Michelle Noonan singing?
Oh, no, I was there. I was like, you know, she acted like she was singing it to me and everything. I was just, we were in my own moment. No one was in the room, I felt like. It was just her and I. It was, I don't know. Yeah, she was looking on for Black Press.
I thought she was singing to me, Tracy. Come on now.
You were dropping people on the floor and stuff? I mean, between that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. We've already heard the story on the BB Hour. Anybody that's, you know, but... Yeah, so, Missy, did you drop anybody on the dance floor?
Listen, Deb Cakes, wherever she went, I know she's probably still listening, sent me the picture today. I didn't think anybody caught that. But, yes, Michelle was dancing, and she had hopped up on my hips twice, and I was expecting it. And the third time was I was unexpecting it. And I'm kind of short, and Michelle's really tall. So when she went and I dropped her, and I was not proud to drop her, but when I did, she looked up at me, and I was looking down at her, but I was so stuck and stiff because I couldn't believe she just did that, and I couldn't believe I just dropped her. And she said to me, no, you just fucking didn't. She said to me, no, you just fucking didn't. But, yeah, I dropped her, and Deb Cakes sent a picture over to me today, and there's Michelle just smiling, looking up at me, and there's my hands trying to pick her up.
I
felt horrible.
I have to see that picture. I wonder if it's on
Who's got it?
Facebook.
It's on my Facebook wall. I put it on my Facebook. I tagged it. Deb sent it to me. I didn't think anybody caught that, but, yeah.
Did anybody else drop anybody? Did anybody else drop anybody?
Yeah, my nephew.
Some people ate shit walking through the stairs and all that rain.
Saturday night.
Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe you dropped Michelle. I'm going to have to ask her all about this Monday. And speaking of that Monday, she would be back. We missed her last night. It was the first show in a long time that Michelle had missed since we started Monday nights. And I think the last one, no, wait, yeah, I mean, it was kind of, you know, Michelle, you know, it was, but yeah, we had a good show. And if anybody missed the show last night, Billy Garcia called in, and we, you know, we dished a little bit with him, and he's from Survivor, and we had Jason Prager from Beauty and the Geek, and Paul Gracia from The Mole. So it was a pretty cool show. So catch it out. Back to Big Brother, and we talk Big Brother. You know, every show that I do, the word Big Brother comes out, and I think that's what I love, that we're hearing all these stories about Big Brother. And you know, speaking of, I was going to ask this question. Who was the best house guest or the best fan to sing up there? I've been hearing rumors that one of the people that normally is on my show was one of the best. Alan.
Alan was great.
Hands down, Alan. Yeah, he rocked that. I mean, his ding-ling was everywhere on that song. It was great.
Yeah, I would say Alan, too.
I wish he would get his I'm going to go ahead. I wish he'd get his ass on the show. Because
you know what?
I
sang with Alan. It just popped in my head.
I saw it.
Hootie and the Blowfish. I only want to be with you. Yep.
Yeah.
I sang with
that
him.
That was the last song we saw. That was the last moment we saw on Saturday night. We were, Moosey was saying goodbye when you were piping it with Alan.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. But he is a great singer, fan-wise. You know, Deb Cakes is also a really great singer.
Yeah.
You know, everybody just has fun.
Her.
I mean, you can't, yeah, you know, you can't say who was the best. You just got to say who brought what to you. Because, you know, Tracy, I mean, he knows how to kick it.
Oh,
you know?
I was dancing my booty off. I didn't sing worth anything, or I didn't sing at all, but I, you know, didn't want to steal the thunder and all that. Yeah, that's it.
You know,
but
hey,
I did shake my bonbon, you know. Yeah.
Hey, you
Big John was rocking in his
playing.
Chair. You know, Big John was rocking in his chair.
I never saw Tracy on the user plane and everything.
You know, that's funny because the first couple years, I would jump on that cam they had all the time, webcam, because all the house guests didn't want to be on it all the time. So I was on there, but this year I just said, dude, it's busy. I don't think I need any time on there, and kind of forgot about it. But
it was
sorry.
Really a little. It was really a little area too.
You didn't want us to see you either. I think maybe now that you become a little famous.
Yeah,
you know,
you're kind of IA for us fans here. We're looking forward to you, Tracy.
I'm so sorry. I think we're distracted by boobies or something. I don't know. Probably boobies.
Oh, the CC Club. Wait. Tracy and I got a club going.
Hey, Missy, I have to. We posted a link to your videos in the chat room, and people come
back. That's
fine. It says no videos there. You must have it tagged for friends only or something.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it is. Ah, shit. I'll go in and change it.
Okay. Okay, right now you are?
Friends request me, or I'll, no, not right now. Just friends request me or something. I accept everybody.
I will put
it's no
the
big
Facebook
deal.
Facebook link for them. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Me and Tracy got a new club.
Oh, yeah, it's a great
Tracy.
Club. It's one of my favorites.
It's Tracy's
oh, yeah.
favorite club.
Yeah, you know.
But I think I stand above the rest.
It was a club of alphabet letters, shall I say, CCs and, you know, some DDs or Ds, you know, maybe battery related. I don't know, but it's a club that every man should join and every woman should, no. I mean, only special members made it into the club of the CCs and the DDs, but I'm telling you, I'm proud. I'm the proud president of it at this point. I'm going to have to take advantage. No, it's just we were just talking about real ones and fake boobies and everything, and, you know, both clubs are fine, but there's, you know, fans, members of everyone, and I'm a member of both, and I was definitely happy to see them out in full effect in Rainbow. There were definitely plenty of CCs and plenty of real D's everywhere. Oh.
You know, I was like kind of worried.
Wait,
I was worried about. Wait,
ones,
wait, wait. I was worried about mine because you know how Howie is. You know,
yeah, a little bit
like
of
Tracy.
They were popping out, and I had to inspect them for Howie-age of grabbage and all that good stuff.
Thank you, love.
And Missy passed. I think she was definitely, yeah. Woo, shit. Yeah.
I win something.
I saw a good picture of that James posted of a certain house guest with his hand somewhere that it was funny. And anybody that, you know, has James on his Facebook, I'm going to let you go see it. See if you guys can find out, or, you know, I'm not going to tell who the house guest was, but there is a cool picture. It's a funny one. And
right,
there's some other interesting, there's a bunch of cool pictures that I've seen out there and everything. So,
it has to be the Howie picture. I'm going to just spoil it. It's the Howie picture in his whole face is submerged in Chelsea's boobs.
Oh, that's not it. No, it's actually another house guest.
Well, I'm surprised. That's the only one I've seen, so.
Yeah, his hand is
now I'm going to have to go look at
Darielle. Darielle.
Mm.
Her ass.
I'm telling you, yes, there's plenty of that to be had there. But, you know, it was definitely distracting, you know. You expect Rainbow to be, you know, plaid shirt wearing people, and you get this. Mm.
Big John, I know you were with Sheila a lot. Did anybody see the Michelle Costa, Sheila kiss on the webcam?
No.
Oh, they kiss everybody. Michelle and
I
walked lips for like 20 minutes before I left.
Where was I?
This was pretty good.
I don't know. I was crying.
It was pretty good. I mean, it was definitely one of the best.
I was trying to influence anyone to kiss the whole weekend long. Girl, guy. I was just everyone looking at everyone to be happy, and I missed the good stuff. It sounds like, damn it.
Everybody was super sweet.
Would you kiss me, Tracy?
I think I offered it up on our camping little snuggling fest. I thought that was said enough. But if you want to make it more awkward, no tongue,
okay.
No tongue. That's it, no tongue.
Yeah, I didn't see no tongue action either. I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Everybody was respect. I didn't, but it was everybody was respect. I mean, it's just how it is. Everybody's, like, loving. Okay, forget it. Maybe don't say nothing.
That was going nowhere, wasn't it, Missy?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, now, I apologize.
I'm cracking up. And there's lots of, I mean, I know Monday I'm going to, you know, Michelle will be on. We'll probably be doing this again kind of with Michelle. And tonight I wanted to hear the fans, I can't even talk, the fans' view of what they saw. You know what I mean?
It's a totally different view, yeah.
It's a whole different, yeah, you guys see a little different. You guys, as a fan myself, you know, I would sometimes, you know, we always, you know, expect the house guests to dish the dish or talk about the stuff. But as a fan, you know, I wanted to hear what you guys thought, you know. I know we were kind of like probably holding back, even though it's probably out there on the internet and it's all good, you know, and everything. But, you know, I wanted to hear what you guys had to say and tell the stories that you guys have to, you know, you and that's why I wish Alan would, you know, get up, because I know Alan, you know, probably has some stories to tell too. And you know what, since he's not here, you know what, I was gonna wait to play it for him, but you know, man, I don't know if I should play it, but I think what I'm gonna do for
we can play it more than once, can't we?
Yeah, we could, but I want to play something else real quick. I want to do a quick commercial. I want to take a break for a second. And,
oof, we all need a break.
Tracy,
yeah,
he's thinking
like
about the CC Club. He needs.
I am. Oh, what is
that? We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about the CC Club. But right now we're gonna
oh,
let
God.
Me do this little couple breaks and we'll be right back.
What's up? It's your girl Corey Leanne from Gracie Vane and Rock of Love 2. And you're listening to my best friend, Ron Rad, on Rad Reality Show.
Okay, one more second. I'm going to do another one. And you know what? Since you guys just came from Oregon. No, you know what? I'm not going to do that one. I was going to do it again.
Save it.
Do this
Save it now. Now we don't want to hear it. Before we wanted to, now we don't. Save it.
Save it. Here, you know what? Let me play this one. I'm going to play another clip because something I wanted to start doing is playing a little more clips, and this is a clip that, you know, you guys, you know, Casey called in on Thursday, and I actually mentioned it to him. Let's play this clip, and let's talk about Casey.
Have you seen now that Jeff, have you talked to Jeff at all? They won the reality award over the weekend.
I heard. When does that air?
It was on Saturday. It was on Sunday, and it'll it's gonna. I don't have the time right now, but it'll re-air on reality TV. But if you do miss it, you can go on your computer. And
no, I'm sure I can. The computer has everything.
Well,
the computer has me brushing my teeth on June 27th, 2009. So yeah.
So it was a pleasure talking to you, and you have a good week.
Hey, take care, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay. Hey man, let me run inside, man, and go stir my hamburger. Help! I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I just got a message. I saw on my phone.
To pee, but
Casey Turner wrote on your Facebook wall. Let me bum a ciggy.
I'm gonna play a song. So you guys just hold tight while.
You got the man of banana suit song?
No, I don't. I was gonna do that, but like I said, I've had a.
Man in a banana suit.
Okay.
No. Anyway, I'll be back. I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes.
Yes, and I'm gonna play a song real quick while Casey has to go pee.
AKA Stir the Hamburger Helper. The wife's
yes.
at work, so it's Hamburger Helper tonight.
Yes. So he'll be back, and I'm gonna play a song.
Yeah. Casey, on my show, Missy just pounced off.
I heard
the
that
line. You heard that? Yeah, I heard that too.
Hey, I don't know.
Here she comes back.
If there's anybody that's holding that was up in Rainbow, make sure you press the 1 so you get into the queue for Ron.
No, there's no one holding.
Okay.
We got everyone on the line, and Missy's back. And
Ron, did you want to talk about Casey?
Yeah.
Were you great playing that
right
talk about? Because I love that guy. I'm not telling. I mean, I kind of imagine me being him. He's a little older than me, but I'm not no young pup either. And I really love Casey as one of my favorite house guests to meet. I'm gonna say that hands down, because Casey took me aside a number of times and we were like, he looks at you and you're talking like this man really cares what I'm saying. Not that the other house guests didn't, but we're talking some serious shit. I mean, deep. And
he zones in.
Possible.
He really cares.
Yeah.
You're right. He zones in.
I felt it. It was. I mean, I didn't know what to expect from him, but that was amazing.
You know, and I totally agree. When he was on the show, even though he did that to me, and I always joke with him every time I talk to him. Hey, Casey, how's the hamburger helper doing? Or you know, he left me totally out of the blue that night. I mean, I didn't have a co-host. I didn't have Michelle with me that night. Michelle was stuck somewhere in the middle of Timbuktu with a flat tire, and I'm like all by myself. And Casey's like, oh, "I'm gonna leave you. I gotta go stir my hamburger helper," you know. And I'm like, "Okay, why can you stir your hamburger helper while So, yeah, I mean, Casey was one of my favorite interviews, but, man, when he did that to me, I was like, and I always do that. But, yeah, I could tell that he's I can't wait to meet him. Vegas, I'm going to Vegas. It's in stone. The only thing that's lacking in Vegas is, you know, making sure I get everybody that, you know, I hook up, you know, that I'm going to, you know, maybe do something with, you know. We got to get out there, you know, and everything. And I've talked to a couple of people today, you know, about, you know, but I can't wait to Vegas getting out there. I'm so glad.
Yeah, let me just, if I can intervene just for 1 minute. I was outside when I was talking to you guys. It started pouring down rain. So I quick came inside before my husband starts looking for me, and I had to pee. So I said I was going to hang up and call right back. And when I said that, a message went off, and it was my Facebook message. It says, Casey Turner, let me bum a ciggy, LOL. Me and Casey smoked all the time. He's like, yo, Miss, you got a cigarette? I was like, yep, they're right there. So that's what all that was about. I wasn't trying to be rude, but I had to pee. It was pouring down rain, so and I wasn't letting you guys listen to me pee. So there you go.
I hate that.
Yeah,
anyways.
I know. And,
I don't like
and,
that.
And somebody mentioned it in the chat room to me via message that I should have muted you guys. But I'm having anybody that's listening. I'm not going to mute tonight because I'm having some issues getting people up on the line. So once I get them on the line, I'm not going to mess with Ruth.
I think they were referring to it was they. We had a lot of bad connections, and when they were inside, it was very noisy on that particular night when they called in or something. But
no, we're not referring to that.
Okay.
Paul.
I'm sorry, I mean, the chat room. Sometimes I don't hear it.
Yeah, I know, and that's where
Let's go back to the CC Club, because this really has me intrigued. And Tracy, you're the president.
Yeah, I
want
to know, Tracy, tell us who was a member of the CC Club.
The CC Club at Michelle Noonan, she was a full-fledged member of that. Definitely Laura Crosby, she was definitely a member of that CC Club. Maybe a little Sheila action, but they were all the ones that needed to be brumskied and motorboated. And that was members of that. I don't know if they officially knew it, but they're in it now, but that's not the only club. I mean, that's, you know, that's not God's given club, you know. The other club was definitely is equally as enjoyable, too. That's really pretty much it. No, really official.
Who's a member of that club? Who's a member
well,
of that club?
Not the president, but the all-star member is on the line right now with us. So she can definitely attend for that and take ownership of that. Missy. Everyone else, if they did have them, they held them in their, you know, they didn't unleash the beast, because I didn't see many other members of that club, but I didn't go around grabbing and feeling though if the other ones were real, too. So, I do.
Mine are definitely real.
So I want a question. Is Big John's real? I mean, Big John.
You got to ask Big John.
I'm listening.
Big John, are yours real?
Oh, yeah, they've been real all my life.
Just joking. I had to bring you into the conversation, so I thought that was a perfect segue to get you back into the conversation. So,
Rob, you know what?
What?
I have to be the president of that club anyways for the fact that I'm born without a chest muscle, my right one. So as a lacking member of that club, I have to put myself in front and, you know, it's only right, being born without one, that I have to be wanting more boobies and whatnot. I think that's right. I think so. Please tell me so.
It's very flattering, Tracy. You're such a gentleman.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tracy. And Tracy, I know you had a chance to drive with, did you go pick up Michelle? And how was that trip with Michelle? did you take care of my girl?
Yeah. Let me tell you. First off, though, what was the first thing before getting down there that I was officially entitled to do? Give the weather forecast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I screwed up bad, I guess. Well, you know, it said sunny and, like, partly cloudy. How did I know Rainbow was going to be its own little rainforest of shitty weather? Because it poured and pissed most of the time. Its sun came out, but I screwed up. So, first off, my apologies. But I did bring a raincoat for Michelle, and she officially has it back in Rhode Island now because she didn't give it back.
Oh.
You? I saw it, Tracy. You just wanted, you took, she took a little bit of you back to Rhode Island with her.
I think, I hope so. I and I'm not in the regards of, oh, never mind. Not, never mind. I went somewhere else.
The raincoat, the raincoat people, the raincoat
yeah.
people.
That was going to make great more
wait,
drama.
Are you talking about a raincoat like in, never mind.
That raincoat too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she
helped.
After we were done, she held onto the raincoat. Yes, that's
oh,
awesome, Ron.
Oh, shit, not that raincoat. Jesus, you guys.
Tracy.
So, yes.
Oh, Michelle, I'm so sorry. I love you, girl.
Tracy.
I'm just joking.
On the drive, who talked more, you or Michelle?
Oh, my God.
That's a good question, because I was like, just let me zone out and drive, you know? I was really kind of in the mood, so I was, mindset was like, I was last minute packing, my mind was crazy, I just wanted to calm down. But no, blah, 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 the whole time, both of us, I'm going to give it to Michelle because I have to. Are you kidding me?
It's like 3 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it was 3 long hours. Only one pee stop, and I saw her, like, crossing her legs, like, 3-4 times, like, Michelle, you got to pee. Tell me you got to piss, you know? So, yeah, only one piss stop, and the rest of it flew by because it literally, but we kind of got lost, but that's what we usually do, so that was fun, too.
Hey, on karaoke
you know,
night, were you there?
Hey, Paul, let me step in real quick. Just real quick.
Poor Paul.
No.
I feel you, Paul. I feel you.
No, I wanted to clarify. Some people, I'm getting messages, you know, you know, and we haven't really, you know, addressed this, what we're talking about. You know, some people ain't all Big Brother fanatics like, you know, but my show, as its title, it's the Rad Reality Show. But a lot of my conversation is with Big Brother. And tonight we set aside to talk Big Brother because, you know, Big Brother's not on television right now, but they had a reunion up in Rainbow, Oregon. And,
yeah.
And we have Missy on the phone line, we have Big John on the phone line, and we have Tracy, who all were up at that Rainbow Oregon reality convention, and or you know, it's an event or a party, and we're telling stories about like Howie from Big Brother went Bigfoot hunting, so we've talked about that, and. And we're talking about, you know, so it's all over. Yeah, tonight it's going to be pretty much a, you know, open conversation. So, you know, we're not just talking, you know, tonight we're talking about Rainbow and
from a fan's point of view.
And a lot of people that are in the chat room are fans that are probably Big Brother fans and kind of know. So if you're not a Big Brother fan, I'm sorry. We might have a surprise caller calling in a few minutes to update what she's going on in her life too. So you know, stay tight. We never know.
These stories can't be that boring. They really can't.
What?
These stories can't be that boring. Come on, pretend like
no,
they have
no,
to live
no.
Like they're... I'm kidding.
Tracy, no, what it is some people just don't know what Big... I mean, you know, since my show is such a wide range of, you know, people, you know, like last night we had Survivor Beauty...
I just can't fathom anybody not knowing what Big Brother is. It's just not in my vocabulary.
But they might not know what Rainbow Oregon is. You know what I mean? And we're talking about...
Oregon
stories.
Don't know
they
Rainbow.
They might not understand. Yeah, you know, they might not understand, you know, the whole concept of what we're talking about. So tonight is a show mainly dressed to, you know, to
Rainbow
the
recap.
Fans.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for clarifying that, Ron. Thanks
well,
for
Ron
clarifying that.
Normally,
I'm getting messages, and I wanted to, you know, make sure they understood. Cause
yeah, Tuesday
night
isn't involved with this, so some people that might regularly come in, I think, are going, huh?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So, but that's I set aside tonight because I wanted to make sure you know the Big Brother fans had a chance to hear a perspective of what a fan saw up there. And Monday we probably we will be talking about the house guest view because we'll probably have some house guests call in. I know Michelle will work her magic, and I'll probably work my magic, and by the time, and everything. But let's move on.
Yes.
Well, good. Let me say this. Let me say this. Rainbow Oregon is very... Rainbow Oregon is very remote. Kale and Darren obviously own that town. Like we've said before, Kale wears the key around her neck. It is great fun, great food, great accommodations. Kale and Darren will do anything to make sure that your stay there is a good one. And I just, if they're listening or hear this, I don't think any of us would disagree. They put on a great event for all of us, and their hospitality is fantastic.
Amen. That's all I
can say. You know, and the whole thing about the event, what I love about Rainbow and many events that happens through Big Brother, I've noticed, even last year with Vegas, you know, Nikki had the feeds running for a week. The fan... can watch it that couldn't go there. And that was one thing I have to say. As a fan that wasn't able to get there because, you know, stuff happened this year, you know, again, I myself, you know, was appreciative of being able to sit in user play. And I got to give a shout out to Moosey for what she did for us. And Deb Cakes even for, or Deb, you know, who was on the line before, she did some U streams and U.S. streams and everything.
There were so many,
and I appreciate it. You know what I mean? And even my show Thursday, Missy, you and Deb got people to call in, and the house guests that were willing to, you know, talk to me and talk to Paul about, you know, what was going, you know, how they felt about meeting everyone for the first time, or the people that, you know, was able to, you know, I appreciate you guys too to help us, and the house guests, Joe, Casey, Sheila, oh my gosh, I know I'm going to miss some people, Cowboy, Michelle Noonan, you know, and it might have been one of my other one, but yeah, I say thank you to you guys, and it was cool. Man,
can I say something wrong again?
I want to talk about raft. Before we do go, I want to talk about river rafting. But yeah, go ahead, Missy.
I just want to say, not only is it fun to meet the house guests, but it's even more fun to meet the other fans that have been corresponding on Facebook, or we saw each other last year. Like, I enjoyed seeing Tracy. I got to meet Big John. I got to see Deb Cakes again. So as and we got to meet Gabor and all the Big Brother family. Gabor! You know, and Pepsi Rich and Wendy and Kevin and as much as it is to just see, you know, the house guests, it's also like, wow, we get to meet the people that we Facebook with and we talk with and we watch the live feeds with, and it's just an ultimate experience all the way around. As exciting as it is for house guests, it's just as exciting to meet the people that you have never met.
You know,
I
actually made a comment about that during the user playing chat room event too, was that we as a fan, we all know each other. It's funny how as fans you become, it's more like a clique, not a clique, but a circle of friends. Like, you know, it was funny. We were happy when we saw Pepsi Rich come up as much as we were happy to see Michelle Noonan, you know what I mean? Or we were happy to see, like, I was really excited when I saw Heather, Irish Eyes, in the chat room.
Don't forget,
you know, come up
John,
the,
that chat room blew up when he came on.
Yeah, he really, you know, it was awesome. The people that were from the BB Hour especially, you know, they loved to see that Big John, because, you know, and everything. And,
Sandy, too. Sandy. How did I forget Sandy?
Oh,
Sandy.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I'm trying to get at is, you know, we all, the people that follow the show and the internet especially, it's like a Big Brother family. And I agree with the chatters. I look forward to going to Vegas and to meet people like Vicky and people like Big John and people like, and you know, it's going to be awesome. I look forward
to it. Say it, Ron. Say Tracy.
And, you know
Say
what?
Tracy.
Tracy, are you going to Vegas?
I'm going to do it now. I'm hooked on crack now. It's like, I mean, I got to get more. More.
Oh, you need to come to Virginia. Or
Tracy,
if I,
heads up, Nikki extended the early bird special till midnight tomorrow night.
Oh, good.
Nice. Hey, guys, I have another caller, and I bet he's been playing with his ding, 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 ding.
You know what?
I'm not even going to bring him up yet. Alan, you better not go nowhere because I'm doing something while I wait because I don't want him to have any comments while it's going. And guys, when I get ready to play this clip, try to be as quiet as you can because he might not be able to they might not be able to hear it because it's a little low.
Play with my ding-a-ling. Oh, it's ding-a-ling.
Again, I'm only going to play a little bit of the clip because then we can move on. And,
bring him on the line.
Alan, are you playing with your ding-a-ling?
I want to play with my ding-a-ling.
My ding-a-ling.
Alan, this is why you missed it. We were giving props out to the surprise karaoke singers, and you came up near the top of the list.
Did y'all start early?
No.
You're just late.
It's 10 o'clock.
Really
that's
late.
When you start.
10 o'clock.
It's 10 Eastern.
Right, 10 o'clock.
And 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, well, okay. I'm late.
My bad.
I even told you that. I even texted you. It's a call.
Hi, Alan.
Well, I had like 2 missed calls and some texts, and I asked Mike. I said, Mike, did you hear my phone ring? He said, no. And I was like, well, okay.
Alan, Missy was also, she's on the phone, was talking about her duet with you.
You know what? She did a lot better than I did.
I
want to
be with you. Hell no. We did good. That's so good. See, I miss you guys already. This is horrible.
Hey,
how will my
talk,
life go
you
on?
Talk, you need to talk. Tell Ed I said you got to have a Facebook.
I know. I know.
Yeah, he's grounded. Now that Alan's with us, and I wish Deb was still here, I want to go through the house guests that were there. And I know it's going to be hard for you guys to actually say anything negative about a house guest or something.
Oh, I will. Shit, I have no edit button. Bring it on. I mean, I'm not going to rip a new hole.
I want
but
you guys to really opinion. I don't want you guys to, like, cover it. You know,
don't
say, oh, they're good or they're super. I want to hear your real opinion. So
Missy will lie to you, but I'll tell you the truth.
Missy might lie to you. Oh, Jesus.
let's bring up some of our favorites first.
Michelle
you know,
Noonan.
So, Michelle, let's all talk about Michelle.
And Chelsea.
What do you guys think about Michelle?
Oh, okay.
What was so great about Michelle Noonan? Alan, you brought her up.
Okay, I brought her up. I'll tell you why. I will tell you, okay, and a little side story, too. A lot of people, I did not realize just how important Cowboy was to these people here, okay? He is like the big brother or the dad or the uncle that everybody loves because when he got there, there was such a welcome feeling that even I felt when he got there because and everybody – I could tell, like Cal, there was not one person there. You know, sometimes you can tell if people are off with somebody, one person or another. I saw not one negative person towards Cowboy. And the reason I say Michelle Noonan is she walks through the bar saying hi to people, and people are introducing herself, and I'm sitting at a table by myself, and she walks up to me, and I stuck my hand out to shake her hand, introduce myself, and I said, "Hello, Michelle, I'm Alan." And she said, "I don't want to shake your hand." And I kind of gave her a funny look. She said, "I want to give you a hug." And I mm-hmm. gave her a hug, and it kind of threw me off, and I was like, "Well, why do you want to do that?" And she said, "I want to thank you for everything that you've done for Cowboy and him and his family." And I said, you know what? I said, I can't take enough credit from that, because he helps me just as much as I help him. And I had more than I can count on one hand house guests thank me for being there with and for him. So I didn't realize just how important he was to this group of people until I went up there. And for her to say something like that, you know, it kind of threw me off when she said she didn't want to shake my hand. And then she
didn't know what was coming next.
Exactly. I was like, well, you know, do I got cooties or something like that? I mean,
Alan, you are huggable, man. I gave you a big fat hug too with meeting you, I think.
That's what I said. I wasn't about to shake his hand. I was like, come here.
You know what?
How huggable is that?
You know, guys,
I'll tell you what, when Missy said goodbye, we didn't even say goodbye with a hug. She gave me a kiss.
See? I told you there was kissing.
Don't listen to that, Ed. Don't listen to that, Ed. I don't want you coming for me, buddy.
You know, you're really making me teary-eyed over here, Alan, and everything, because no, listen to me. Why? Because I know you've done a lot for Cowboy, but I know that's something that, you know, I'll be honest with you. I met Cowboy a year ago at Rainbow. You know, I didn't meet him personally, but I met him through the chat, and that's when I hooked him up. I found his Facebook, and I got, you know, and everything. And Cowboy, you know, he means the world to me. And the one person I look for, there's a few people from Big Brother that I look forward to meeting, and Cowboy's one, and Michelle Costa's the other one,
she is a hoot. I'm glad you brought Michelle Costas up. That girlfriend there, oh my gosh, she will make you laugh. She will. I mean, that. If it wasn't for Michelle giving me a hug like that, you know. Well, I've got two or 15 on my top list. I had a blast with almost all of them.
I know. Hey guys, I have to do this because she's in the chat room. I don't know why she's in the chat room. I think she's using her cell phone, but I told her that she needed to pop on for a second and to give us a quick update what she's doing tonight and why she's not with us tonight. Caller, you're up on the line. What the hell are you? Why are you in the chat room but not on the show tonight?
What? Because I'm cool like that.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Hey, Corey. How's it going?
It's going kind of good. I'm tired, but yeah, it's going good.
Hey, congratulations on your new show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's cool. I hadn't got a chance to look at it yet because we just got back last night and slept all day today, but I'm going to go check it out on Ron's page and see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Oh, my God. And it's I hope the production is done soon. I think it's going to be a month, so it should be done by then, and it'll be out. And what's great is I just got another show, so I'm hosting another show, and it's called like Total Exposure. And it's like on Comcast. I don't know at one point. It's really awesome. So a lot of things are going on for me, and it's really great.
Excellent! Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
No, listen to me. I just got an instant message. And I want to break the news right now. And you guys, next Friday, I don't know if it's coming Friday or next Friday, guys, the Rad Reality Show is going to do a special show just for soap opera fans. And if you are a
The Young and the Restless is on fire this week.
Yeah, but if, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it because I didn't watch it today. But anyways, if you are a soap opera fan, a pass, I believe if I got the right person, there's going to be a pass CBS soap opera from Guiding Light. It's going to be on the show, on the Rap Reality Show, and I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Missy doesn't love soap operas at all. Days of Our Lives, and the Rest
so
of the
Beautiful.
Ron is crazy.
Corey, I had to break the news while I had a chance. So,
yeah.
So, Corey, what are you doing tonight?
I'm hiding right now. Actually, I couldn't call in, guys, because I'm actually filming tonight. And I was like, well, I'll try to, like, hide out from, like, the production and call in. And something like that. I'm, like, off the corner.
Corey's calling from the toilet.
God,
no, don't talk about talking on the toilet.
It catch me so
are you
going to
break the,
right
gonna break the scoop about toilet talk? Or
I hate them ones that drop and splash your ass when they hit, make you all puckery and stuff.
Ron likes
to take his poop. They're called cannonball.
But hey, Corey, are you doing any music tonight? I mean, are you working on any new music or anything with Gracious Levine too?
Actually, we've been working on a lot of stuff. Just tonight, I'm filming, but we're going to be in the studio this coming up weekend, and that's going great. It's going really, really good. So I'm just lucky right now. A lot of things are going good for me right now.
And I know you probably weren't listening because I know you've been in and out of the chat room. I know you're in the chat room, but and everything. But did you hear that I played our clip from last week when you?
No, I didn't hear it.
And you didn't hear it?
I want to hear it. Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna play it now, but I'll probably play it later.
I'll do that.
But anyways.
Hang it in front of my face and then take it away from me. Play it.
Since Corey's on the line and Missy, I want to talk about you with you about it, and Tracy, you can, and Big John, you can, and Alan, you guys can. I want how did you guys, you know, you missed some of you guys might have heard the show when Corey met Howie for the first time. So and you know, Corey really wanted to come to Rainbow to go Bigfoot hunting.
Yeah.
Will you talk to Corey about Howie and Bigfoot hunting with her since she missed it?
Yeah.
There will never be another Howie Gordon. Never.
Corey.
Yeah.
Now, Howie's one of a kind. There's not a mold for him.
Yeah.
He's pure entertainment.
They found Bigfoot. Breaking news, they did find Bigfoot.
Did they find the flying saucer too?
You know,
no, there was a Bigfoot sighting. There was a Bigfoot sighting.
The reason I know this because I was sitting in my hotel room and Bigfoot went flying by on a four wheeler down the highway.
On an ATV.
What do you mean?
Oh, my bad. I'd be just big, ugly, and hairy, so I just figured it was Bigfoot.
you guys really found Bigfoot? I saw the
Bigfoot
skull.
Sighting.
I saw the skull, though.
It doesn't look like Bigfoot. I can probably find it.
After my third or fourth, fifth beer, I think I definitely saw Bigfoot. It was, I mean, seriously, it was true. It made it easier. The more I had, I was like, I know that's moss. Never mind.
I see it right there.
Hey, Corey, in all seriousness, Howie actually is right now on, I think, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. He's actually in Granite Falls, I believe, Granite Falls, actually on a Bigfoot
Grant's
hunt.
Pass.
A
real
pass.
Bigfoot
Grant's
hunt.
Pass. Sorry about that. He's on a all real right. Bigfoot hunt.
I know.
A real
deep. I so wanted to go. It's awesome. Yeah,
hey, Corey, you and me will definitely go next year. We'll have to go.
Okay.
Maybe we can get you a sugar daddy that they can pay for our way.
Oh shit! I need to start working on that. I'll do that. I'll look for somebody at the club tonight.
Yeah. Okay. I knew I would make
our way.
Oh man. But do you need to get back to filming, or
yeah,
do you want to hang?
Or... No, I do, because, you know, right now they probably think I'm having explosive diarrhea, which I'm going to have to say that, just so that I can not get caught.
What?
But stay in the chat room and chat with them if you can, you know, get a chance. Stay with them and keep on talking and listen and talk to the fans. Corey, if you guys don't know who Corey is, Corey was on Rock of Love. And
I was?
She, now, she, yeah, she was on Rock of Love too, actually. And now she's filming, I always forget, Atlanta, what is it called?
It's ATL Nightlife Socialite.
Yeah, and okay. She's filming that right now. Atlanta's from Social Life. Yeah,
toilet.
You see, you need to tell them to shorten that name.
I know. I, when they said that, I just laughed. I mean, whatever.
And yeah, it's Corey. It's with a K, just to let you guys know. K-O-R-E. She's in the chat room.
Ron, I think I'm
coming.
Let me go.
Okay.
Bye, Corey. Bye.
Bye,
bye, Corey.
Bye.
Bye, Corey. Don't forget to flush.
I love Alan's nonchalant. Bye, Corey. That was funny.
Well, everybody was throwing it in there. I wanted to get one in there.
That's why, man. That was so funny.
I want to bring something else up. Not, I keep throwing you guys off your conversation. But.
We're not.
I'm
Alan.
Used to it.
Yes, my ding-a-ling.
My ding-a-ling.
My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling.
I sat right next to Alan in one of the poker tournaments. And, Alan, did I bluff pretty well on that hand?
Let me tell you something. This girl right here had us eating out of her hand. She was like, here you go.
I just like a
damn mouse on a mousetrap. That cheese.
I
was
said like this.
Making me.
I had some cards in front of me, and I said, all in. And everybody kind of like looked at me because I am kind of conservative, right? And they
I
all looked
did,
at me. And my husband was dealing. My husband was dealing and playing. And I said, all in. And he looked at me. He's like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to call you. I said, well, I'm sorry, because I got to go do some interviews.
No, wait.
Me.
Ed also says, oh, I'd hate to have to bust my wife.
Yeah. So I get a lot of people to call me because they think I got to go, which I really did have to go. But I had a pocket pair of aces. Hello.
Pocket rockets.
Tracy, thank God you were not at the table at that time.
Oh. I would not have called. I would have known. You're just bluffing. I know you already, remember? So, no.
Alan whispers to me, that was one hell of a bluff. I heard your comment.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, who won the was that correct? Joe Barber won the tournament, the first one?
He won the first day.
No. Thursday night we had a poker tournament. My husband took first place.
That's right.
Oh, that is right.
Okay,
I sit corrected
because
I'm not
Joe.
Standing, so I have to sit corrected.
Friday, Joe Barber won first place.
And
how,
then,
we have no idea.
And then Saturday.
I called him last year.
Saturday,
some guy named...
Big Bad John.
No, yeah, Saturday. Eddie. John's. Yep, Ed won. Yep, that's right. He won
Big
Saturday.
John. Big
so,
Bad John.
I want to throw a little plug here. My husband played in all the tournaments last year and won every one except for one, I believe, last year. He played in every tournament this year and took a spot in all of them.
Lucky
bastard. I'm
so,
telling you, and
so
no one.
Rare then.
And I want everybody to know what I did with the money.
What
I
did you do with the money, Missy?
I put it in the video slot machines with Michelle Costa.
Hell yeah, you did.
So that's what I did with all my husband's winnings. They all went into the Oregon lottery with Michelle Costa. There you go.
A lot of time at that lottery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you all go look at my Facebook, it's on there, too.
I'm listening to you guys and just cracking up laughing over here. I love when we have lots of guests up here or lots of people that can talk. because I can sometimes just sit back and listen and hear you guys' story. And since I wasn't there, it's like me able to live through you guys, what you guys are talking about. And that's what the show is about tonight for the people that are listening. And I see some names that I've never seen before. So, again, I want to address, we're talking about Big Brother and the event that happened up in Rainbow, Oregon.
Oregon.
Did I mess up again?
Yeah,
you said Oregon. It's Oregon. Oregon. It's fine.
Yeah, Tracy likes
Tracy will
Hollywood.
Have your head on a platter. It's okay.
I've
deal.
Given
no,
up.
He already has, you know. But anyways, yeah, so.
Well, I want to say I gave Alan a hug and a kiss, not because of what he did for Cowboy, but because who Alan was. I'm just saying. He's a great guy. He's a teddy bear. He would protect me from Bigfoot. He would.
Jump kick him in the head, snap him in half.
He is the type of guy that would throw his jacket on the puddle so I could walk through it.
And then wear it when you're done.
Exactly. So that's why.
Oh my gosh!
I'm just saying.
I need to take my hat off. My head's getting too big.
Yeah.
No, but see, that's just it. Everybody's like that. I don't know one person who really wasn't like that. And I'm talking fan. I'm talking staff. I'm talking most
Gabor.
Of the house guests. Gabor. I mean, oh my god. Oh, amazing!
Yeah, we should have had
what
Gabor
an amazing time.
In tonight.
Oh, I think it would take me some time to explain to him how to do that, but
yeah.
He should. He really should.
We haven't talked about y'all's experience with the river rafting. It sounded like almost everybody went.
Nope.
I slept.
House guests, I slept. All the house guests
I
went
slept.
Pretty much.
Yeah, all the house guests went, but not all the fans.
So it was all no. House guests and no fans? That's how I looked.
Come on.
I only saw pictures of house guests. I didn't even see a picture of a fan. I mean,
well, there was some fans. Watch. Like Sandy went whitewater rafting.
Oh yeah,
and that's just totally amazing right there.
It is.
She told me it was part of her bucket list.
Oh, you got to check one off. That's sweet.
Yep, Sandy went and Gabor also went rafting. Fan wise, Rich and Wendy went rafting, I believe, and a Kevin Corky dude went rafting. So I slept, not going to lie.
Oh, Sandy.
Oh, yes. Thanks for
she
that deal.
She's a kissing machine. Sandy just smooching on everyone. I felt special that I'm like, I saw all these pictures. I'm like, she kissed everyone. And I thought I would.
But like a magnet. So many.
Okay, who's that unforgettable Oregon lady? Who is that?
I'm not telling, but I know.
What was the question? I missed it.
Why aren't they? Why aren't you calling in? You need to call in and tell your stories.
No,
too.
She doesn't. No, she doesn't.
Why not?
Because maybe she wants to play an incognito game like I did for a while.
Yes,
you're right, though.
Okay.
She probably could.
I
know you
hate Oregon Beaver.
Hey, I will say this.
He
had one of the coolest
names,
shirts. He's had one of the coolest shirts on I've seen in a while, and we even talked about it at the bar. It's a big orange shirt from the Oregon Beavers. His shirt says, "Got Beaver."
Yeah, I saw that.
That's Tracy's trademark shirt right there.
Yeah,
that's
I was all dressed up as Sandy.
By the way, Tracy's got to send me one of those in the mail.
He's probably
writing that down.
Of them.
I should, because people want them.
Yeah, there you go. You should start selling your shirts, Tracy.
How did everybody dress up for the formal then? We're talking clothes.
It really depends.
Yeah.
I saw some real fancy clothes, and you know, me and Cowboy, we went and, I mean, well, I was in breeches and a nice T-shirt. He wore breeches and a nice button-up shirt. And
everybody looked presentable. It was fine.
George wore his tuxedo T-shirt.
No, Georgie forgot his shirt, he said. That's right. Georgie was apologizing. I was like, George, it's fine.
Wait a minute.
No,
I saw him wearing it.
No, he
did, but not
a muscle shirt. It was a muscle shirt.
He had the muscle.
Wow.
Oh, my
ow.
God.
Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Hello.
Missy's on her hotline phone. Maybe somebody. Maybe somebody's
the red bat phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm done.
So was it a house guest?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was my neighbor.
Okay.
I brought this up in the room earlier, but I just wanted to voice it as well. The first Real Player video is out. It's an hour and 17-minute long video of the Q&A session.
Yes, that is up. I was just going to say same thing. That came up about 2 hours ago. It is up on Superpass. Q&A.
Anybody that is listening to the show, if I can borrow your password and your name, please
yes.
Time
to sign up for your feeds again, Ron.
No,
Ron, you were asking us what house guests that we in our opinions about. That's where you left off on your last question, and did you want to keep going on that? I didn't want
randomly
change subjects, but
no, we did. We are so random tonight, and I know. And Ron likes random. I'm used to random. Hey. And if you guys have never listened to the show, sometimes I am definitely a random. I will go on tangents a lot.
I got one here for you. I have got
Tracy,
to throw
wait,
out.
I want to hear Tracy's. I want to hear Tracy because he
you will.
The question.
Shut down, Ron. That right there. That is reality show. That is Ron reality show. Ron's way of saying shut the hell up. We need to listen to Tracy.
Yeah, because Tracy's actually my
the president of the
lover.
CC club.
Yeah,
I like that better personally. But no, Tracy, go for it. Tell me who your favorite house guest was that we haven't talked about.
Oh, I didn't really have to go to me because, my favorite, the new one that I met versus old ones, because my old ones are always my favorite, like Cowboy and Michelle Costa, and I met them last year, and Howie as well. I think I said Howie. I don't know. But meeting Michelle Noonan this year, we bonded. We had a great time. I mean, it was she put up with my shit better than anyone else, so that's why
I
think
you
were, I have to
pick her. You were trying to get lucky there, Tracy. I saw you.
We all saw you going down there. He even gave her a ride home.
Wow. We caught that shit.
I call it.
I was playing subtle. And Joe Barber. Yeah, Joe Barber actually is on that list of old house guests. I met him last year. But
you just wanted to get lucky, Tracy.
I was going. My options were open, but I didn't play the right cards. I guess mother of a freaker. I tried.
Like a cool guy. I mean, everyone that I've talked to has said Joe is one. I know Heather Irish Eyes in the chat room said that she loved talking to Joe. Alan, you've mentioned that she loved talking to Joe. Actually, Joe was on the show, and I loved talking to him. He was so funny. I mean, and he's just so – and I actually invited – I only invited two house guests to call in tonight that I actually, did something. I posted on Joe's wall to call in, and I posted on – or I didn't post. Or Michelle.
You sent an invite,
Yeah, I texted her
They're all probably still just so tired.
Yeah, Joe's just. I know Joe saw the post that we were going to do one, and he put a like on Paul's thing. So that's one reason I invited Joe, and the other reason I invited Michelle is because Michelle is my Monday co-host and personal friend. I consider her, and I really am appreciative of her. And she had to work tonight. Where I think she would have took time out and called in, but she said she'll try, but I don't picture her doing it. When she works, she gets she's committed to her work and everything. You can catch her Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm hoping we will have a couple other house guests maybe pop in with us. I know last
Michelle?
Week we had
I've got for Alan, Alan from the chat room. Sheila's bud, Vicky, said to please tell Michael that Vicky in St. Louis said hi and can't wait till we have our drinks in Vegas.
Mike.
Well, Ron, you know what? I think I'll do this on your show for you. You asked about house guests. Who was your favorite? Who was your worst? Whatever. And, you know, I don't always sugarcoat everything. So I'm just going to throw this out there. This is what I think. You guys ready? Brace yourselves.
Oh, please believe ready.
Okay. I have been very fortunate and very lucky, and I don't take it for granted at all, that I've had the opportunity to meet 99% of them, both here in Seattle or at events such as Vegas and in Rainbow.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes, shut up. I'm building this up, okay?
Now. I've been built up for 4 days, all right? I don't
There is... I believe two house guests there that I have never met. One would be Josh from Big Brother 9, and the other would be Kaser.
And who did you speak more to?
Okay,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Josh, you know, I would just give him a look and smile, and he'd give a genuine smile back. So he might not have been talkative, but anytime that I would talk to him, he always answered me. So I don't know if he excuse me, I don't know if he was shy, but I know that when I would give him a smile, he would have the courtesy to give one back.
Oh yeah.
Let
me finish. I have always wanted to meet Kaser. Always. Always. So Rainbow Reality 1, I was disappointed he was not there. Rainbow Reality 2, I sort of realized. Rainbow Reality 3, I thought to myself, this is it. I can't wait to tell this guy how much I loved him on the show, how, you know, I just loved. And, you know, I just, not that he was mean to me because he wasn't mean, but I just didn't get a welcoming feeling.
Yeah, and I heard that a lot.
I don't know if he was shy or if he was walking away, shy, didn't want to talk about. I don't know if he doesn't like fans
or I don't know what it is.
This
is the thing. Can I make a comment about Kaser and everything? He was on. When he got out of All Stars, he pretty much had a chat room, and he would go into the chat room. And this is the thing that kind of shocks me. He would do a weekly chat, you know, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m.
But being in your own home and not amongst people, I don't know if he doesn't like the crowd. I don't know. Like you said, there was nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong with him. Very nice.
There were bets going on if he would show up or not. And, you know, that I'm not going to say who, but it was confirmed that there were actual bets going on.
Yeah, people made and lost money because of it. They won and lost money because of it. Yeah,
I'm not joking
about it on our show. I mean,
I'm not going to say anything derogatory about any house guest. But if you want to know the general feel and the general how everything went, watch the Q&A and you will see exactly how everybody felt about.
I was just going to bring that up, Alan. I had to watch a few clips, and I knew I couldn't watch it all because Ron's show was coming on. But there was a couple points where I stopped the video, you know, and Kaser was talking. And, boy, I the only feeling I got was, why did he come? It was like
it shocked you like it shocked me. I'm glad to hear that it just wasn't my perceptive. Like I said, he wasn't mean to me, not at all. I mean, I don't know how to take him. I don't know.
You also brought Joshua up. And let me tell you, we were in the chat room that night. And when he walked up to the computer, he was kind of shy when he kind of walked up there like, oh, my God, I don't know if I want to even watch this chat room. You would not believe all the there was not one negative, nasty comment. And that was so nice. And I think he felt welcomed.
Yeah, like I said, he seemed a little shy, and like I said, I'd throw him a little smile, you know, and he'd smile back. Like I said, I have no bad experiences with anybody, really. I one house guest, but that will be unnamed.
But for me,
can I break in right quick, please? I just got one thing to say.
All you, Alan.
For the record, me and James Ryan have got everything squashed, and so have me and Dev Cakes. So if anybody's got any doubts or anything to say, we're gravy.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of the most approachable, open-minded, crazy out there people. And, you know, with the house guests that I've learned going through these events, Rainbow, if it doesn't, you know, gel, I don't force it, and I just leave them alone, and it's all good. But I am easily very approachable and very, you know, I mean, I'm one of those. And if it doesn't happen, doesn't spark, and I'm not feeling it, I'm like, I gave up a long time ago. I mean, I like that feeling because it's not, I don't have to fake anything there, and that's the best part about it. But it's, so, you know, and that's hard to not get along with me. I'm just going to say, I'm, you know, be a little conceited and say that because I can't.
You know,
no,
I, let me throw something in there, too. Let me throw something in there, too. When I first met Tracy, you know, I just thought, you know, regular fan, you know, coming here doing his thing. I said, hey, man, I'm Alan. And he goes, I know who you are. I was like, you know, what the fuck? You know, drop the F-bomb, my bad. I was like, what the heck? I was like, how do you know who I am? He said, I know your voice. I was like, how do you know my voice? He said, from Ron's show. And I was like, well, it kind of took me back. I was like, somebody knows me from Ron's show. I was like, well, then, you know, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I was, you know, I'm big pimping here, you know.
Gotta feel good, though.
In all honesty, it made me feel good because I was like, wow, somebody knows me. And he was like, I wanted to meet you, too. And I never thought I would go there expecting to meet somebody, you know. And the two people that I really, really connected with as far as the fans would have to be Tracy and Big John. So big shout out to Tracy and Big John.
You killed me, Alan. You killed me. No, I'm just kidding.
Missy, I thought we were secret lovers after a kiss.
I was
like
just
going to
say, it's a guy thing. It's cool. I'm good. It's a guy thing.
Hey, it was all about that bluff. That's what it was. You made me look bad at poker.
Hey, guys. My internet dumped me again. I can't believe it. It killed me again.
You know, I was just going to say, this is the Tracy, Alan, Missy, and Paul hour. Ron hasn't said a word in about 10 minutes.
it was. I actually was letting you guys talk for a little bit, and then I was trying to get in. And then, but hey, we got another caller. Wait, I'm going to bring him on. 6:30. You're up.
State your name and where you're from, please.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, buddy!
Oh,
yeah!
Buddy.
Hello!
Hey,
Joe!
I would like to
the hottest silly guy on Big Brother.
Thank you so much. No, that's so funny because I called in right now and then I clicked in and then I just heard you guys talking. And Alan, you're so much fun. I love just listening to you, so I didn't want to interrupt.
No, it's all good. Hey, welcome to the show, Joe. Again, hey, this is two times in a week. This is awesome. So did you have so much fun hanging with these guys? I've heard so much good reports about how people love you, Joe.
Yeah, oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that more of the Big Brother people haven't called in because all of us sound like this. I could be any Big Brother person right now, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
No,
hi, my name is Michelle Costa.
I'm waiting for Monday.
Michelle Costa, I'm here.
Okay. We're waiting for Monday. Michelle had a word tonight, so she told me we'll do a big show Monday with. I was going. So tonight I wanted to focus on the fans.
Joe.
Oh, totally.
But I wanted you to call in. The one reason I invited you to call in was because, you know, all the fans said everything good about you. And there's a girl in the chat room. I hope she's there. I heard that you guys up in Chicago, or you're not in Chicago no more, right? You're in.
No,
Chicago.
I'm not.
But Heather Irish Eyes. Heather is in the chat room, I still believe. And
oh, cool.
Was,
hey, Heather.
Tell her to listen to the podcast. I don't see her in there.
She just loved you. She said everything good about you. She just said everything. She said Joe was one of the most awesome people she met.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Her and Catherine both. Well, Cowboy always brings quality people. Anybody who's with Cowboy is usually a pretty decent person at this event. All the fans are really awesome, right?
Other than Alan?
No, Alan's totally awesome.
Yeah,
but maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Let's think about that one, right, Alan?
Yeah, he needs to go back to cop school.
I honestly think Joe Barber's biggest, not fan, but biggest friend out of Rainbow is Melanie.
Oh, easily.
And that she works for Kale, and she is top notch.
She's in the chat room, too.
She's
the one who told me the only reason I'm calling in right now, I totally spaced and forgot about it, and I was dozing off. I just was catching up on my show and watched the latest South Park, and I fell asleep, kind of, because I didn't think it was that good of an episode. And then all of a sudden I got a text from Melanie being like, hey, you should call into that show, and I'm in the chat room. And it woke me up, and I was like, oh, I totally spaced on it. Is it still going on? And she's like, yeah. And so here I am. Thanks, Melanie.
Well, Mel, I love you. I love you too, Mel.
She's
my
new agent.
She's definitely the best friend.
She's totally my new agent.
Mel.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. I
hate her. Organ lady?
The what?
We got a chat name that says Unforgettable Organ Lady. Is that Melanie?
Yes.
Okay.
Aww.
Aww.
See, I can hate Melanie because she knows it's a love hate thing with Melanie and I. So I everyone can love her right now, but I just want to hate her. I can't help it.
Nice. Well, you know, I mean, it takes all kinds, and you're just one of them, Tracy.
I love that.
Joe, I want to hear you. Yeah, we were talking. We've been talking about people that are house guests and they're, what they thought, the fans thought about the house guests. But, there's one person I want to hear your opinion of. What do you think about Tracy? Tracy's freaking awesome. Tracy's really cool. I was really happy that he was able to give me a ride to the airport and we got those last 2 hours together before I left. It was like me, him, Michelle, Costa, and Ronnie in the car. And it was a blast the whole way back.
Yeah, it was more than that. It was unforgettable.
Unforgettable. Unforgettable.
One crazy ride.
Yeah,
can we do this all
again
next week? Can we all meet up
next
weekend?
Yeah. Well, we have to figure out where on Monday. I'm not even sure because Ron, I think this is the first time I've ever called in, right?
Oh, actually, this is the second one, actually. You called in Thursday. With one of somebody's phones, Missy's, I think.
Somebody called in and somebody handed it to me.
That
would
be
a subtle difference, but oh yeah,
it's
perfect.
It's me, Joe.
This is the first time he actually called in.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, I'm really happy to. Yeah, like I said, my new agent sent me this way.
Monday is Michelle Costa with me, and we do it at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Cool.
And I'm hoping we can book a bunch of house guests. That were from there.
It really was. I mean, I went both years, and I guess this year was pretty awesome. Between the poker championships and everything
and
else.
The poker championship gave me $20 to put in the slot machine. I love
I
you.
I did. Yes,
how
I contributed.
How much
big
did you
get? Big bad job.
I won the poker champion the second night. There was, I believe, about 20 people who started. 15 to 20 people who started, and I ended up being the number one champion, poker champ of Rainbow, Oregon.
Some people wanted to know how you did that.
Yeah,
he didn't look at his cards and went all in.
Style and wonder.
I know, because you had a great
style and wonder. I kick ass. I'm a big player.
You had a great teacher last year. Someone taught you well last year.
Oh, I did. I guess Tracy helped me out a little bit last year. Just
a little
bit.
Barely.
Well, he helped me with the pointless part, which is the actual cards. The rest of it is all just attitude, fools. It was really fun.
Right.
I'm intervening.
Oh, Missy helped me out this game, too. I only showed you one hand.
Joe, no, I didn't help Joe at all. Joe said this, I want to get these motherfuckers out of the game. All in, bitches, and I'm not looking at my cards. I'm not even looking. All in. Oh, I won! Yay! You're out. Bye-bye.
Oh, it's so good. You know who I was surprised about most was just how fast people got out this year that did so great last year. It's all about luck, Yeah, you know, like cowboy.
Like
cowboy.
Yeah. No, Cowboy did amazing this year. He came in first each time in awesomeness attitude.
Oh,
yeah.
But he talked a lot of smack going into Rainbow. This is the thing.
He did. I know. I mean, he came in. I got to say, if anybody wanted it the most, it was definitely Cowboy.
That's just it. When you talk the smack like that, you know you're not going to get it because it just won't happen.
Asuka was out early, too. Michelle, she was pissed.
Hey, she was talking smack. See, karma hit you guys in the, you know, ass, you two. I watch it.
I do have to say this. We are asleep 1:30 in the morning on the night before we take off for our flight. Well, we got to get up at 5 to catch a flight. 1:30, Michael's phone rings, Cowboy's phone rings. I'm thinking, what the flying? I'm going to kick somebody, you know. And if Michelle calls him,
I'm going to kick your ass in poker, bitch.
You know, I was like, oh, hell no.
Michelle Costa called every single person that night before the trip. She was so funny.
She did outlast Cowboy on both poker tournaments, though.
Yeah, yeah.
By one person. After he got knocked out, she got knocked out. But... In her honor, she did beat him twice.
That's good, because they had a bet who would last the longer. They sure talked enough smack on that Monday show that we had when Cowboy called in and she
oh,
was,
God,
you know,
that's right.
And everything. So, hey, there was something else I was going to mention, but now you guys have me so trained of thoughts, and I can't remember. Oh, I know what it was. Next year for Rainbow... the reunion, they need to do story time with Joe. Why don't you get Kale to do story time with you?
I will look into that. I'll definitely see if she's interested in having me do story time next year, because that was one of the best things about the Showtime After Darks before they made me stop doing it, of course.
And I would love for you to one night do a story time on the Rad Reality Show. This is one of my dreams ever since I started my show. Was to have Joe call in and do a story on my show.
Oh, nice. Definitely. Yeah, we can work something out.
I'm hanging up. I love you guys. I got to go put my kids to bed. It was so much fun, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, man. Mitch,
I'm so happy you called in.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys.
Thank you so much, Misty.
You're welcome,
Misty.
Honey. I love you. All right, bye.
Misty. Love you,
Misty.
Girl.
Bye, thank you.
Me and Missy goes back ever since season 8, Joe. So me and her goes back a long ways. We met each other at Jen Johnson chat, actually.
History.
You keep in touch with anybody from your season? Other than the Cal?
What?
Do you keep in touch with many people from your season?
At the moment, no. We've all kind of separated a little bit, but we see each other randomly here and there. I've been spending a lot of time with the cast of season 11 because a lot of them are from the Los Angeles area. So, like, it's like I've got a whole new, like, group that I'm, like, kind of chilling with because a lot of the people from my season aren't in Los Angeles. I am Mike Dutz's, Evil Dick. Trying to think. Who else? That's about it. Oh, Jen Johnson just moved back here.
Right. So I just was wondering if you, like, talk to Nick or if you talk to Danny or if you, you know, do all that stuff.
Oh, Danny I do occasionally. I do still. It's just been a while. I mean, it's been a busy year for me. I've been actually traveling a lot and doing a lot of different things. So I've just been keeping up. I've lost touch. This is a good trip, and this is going to really put me back in getting in touch with everybody. So.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Joe, I just wanted to say thank you for the time you spent on the user plane chat room. But you every once in a while you would stand up and we'd lose your face.
It's so funny. The thing is, I got to be completely honest, I've never owned a laptop in my life because I've always owned PCs and I like kind of like working on them and building like these powerhouse PCs. And so it's like
laptops can be cool. Like, they're good for what they're for, but I'm more of, like, a desktop guy. So I'm just not used to them. So, like, I totally just, like, didn't even realize. And then it's funny, too, because I'm so tall. So it's, like, anytime I go from sitting to standing, I would have to change the whole computer.
Well, it was so
did you guys see, like, Kisses with Michelle Costa?
Yeah,
they were electric.
Yeah.
Oh, they were electric. That girl was shocking me every time.
You can't believe how...
You and Michelle was definitely getting some lip locking. I saw there.
Definitely.
But I know you two hit it off last year. She talked about you a lot last year. Like I said, she's been my co-host, and she's been on my show. She was my first people that came on my show, and Michelle's been one of my friends ever since I started the show, and I know she speaks highly of you, Joe, and I had times that I talked to you in a chat room when you first got out of the house and everything. So, I'm glad you were able to call in tonight and kind of, touch base about the trip, because I know you loved it, and I know last year you loved it too, and I'm trying to think of how to, other than by, do you feel like this is something that you will keep on going, do you think, or is this something you feel like will, you know what I mean? Do you feel like this is something you wish you can keep on going?
Yeah. I mean, every time we're up there, we discuss how long we think it's going to last, how long we're going to be able to do it for, It's like Survivor's ending soon. A lot of stuff's kind of like winding down, and, you never know how many more seasons it's going to go. So we just hope that the show has got some longevity still left in it and that we all get to take advantage of it.
Anybody else have anything to talk about with Joe, guys? Tracy, you still there? Alan?
I always have a lot to say, but I like listening right now. Is that okay? No, not okay.
It's not okay.
I know, and I like to ramble and gab like a bitch, but I didn't hold back because I like just listening.
The Oregon bitch now, huh?
Yeah.
Oregon.
No.
I say it right.
Oh, shit.
Alan, you must have something you want to say, too. I mean, you're another talker.
Yeah, you cut him off earlier. Well,
Okay, I got a question for Joe.
All right, let's go.
Of all the fans that you met, say pick two that you would have wanted in the house with you.
Good question.
Wow.
Good.
Scandal.
All the fans that I met, if I had to pick two to be in the house, well, the first one's easy. That's Tracy, because I know he'll get my back, and we can work well together. We both are pretty observant, and we're really good at knowing what the truth is in most situations. Second to that, maybe Rich. Maybe Rich McNeil.
Yeah.
He's got a couple years. He's a couple years ahead of us, so I think maybe he could bring something to the game, some angles that we wouldn't really know at this point. I think he'd be good, and he's really good at getting along with everybody and putting himself out there too. So,
have you seen the My Ding-a-ling video floating around?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Did you want to play the game?
Because I didn't get the fact that if you wanted to play Big Brother, because Cowboy did. So I figure that's good enough almost, but if you want to play, you can totally be on that list.
What about Heather?
Oh, shit. I totally, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to, I'm going to actually have to say
Heather,
Catherine. I'm going to have to say Katie. Yeah, 100%. Oh, holy cow. Oh, man.
That's Heather.
Unstoppable.
I believe Heather is Katie. I mean Katie, I get confused because Katie always likes to trick it. She called into the show a couple weeks ago, and she goes, "Hi, this is Heather from Chicago." I'm like, "No, it's not. I know Heather."
So both sisters went. Heather and Katie both went.
Nice.
Yeah. I think we should get them both in the house. No, Heather would never go into the house, actually.
No, she's too shy. She don't like people seeing all her business thrown out there.
But, hey, do you watch Rock of Love, Joe?
I haven't been keeping up with it.
I mean, no, did you watch any of the old ones? So you never watched the old Rock of Love?
I know Amber, the one who won Rock of Love season two,
I've spent some time with her doing different things here and there. She's pretty amazing. She's also a Chicago gal.
Right. The only reason I say this, because Corey's in the chat room, so I was going to say if you watched it and, you know, you knew who she was.
Oh, cool.
She's in season two, too. So,
oh, awesome.
I thought maybe you'd like to give a shout-out if you did.
All right. Hey, Corey, what's up? Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm totally going to check you out on Google.
You know what? Howie Googled her Howie Googled her was the first time she was on the show with him, or she was on the show with Howie, and it was so funny.
Oh,
it
was
like, wow, you know how Howie is. He goes,
yeah.
oh, baby, Corey, you know. So
oh, baby, Corey, you look amazing.
So we asked him if he knew anything about the show or Corey, and he said no, and he went and found her on online, and as soon as the picture popped up, he went off.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, Howie gave the improvement of her. I lost my switchboard again. I hate this thing.
So, we've talked about boobies and dinglings, and we're all over the board on everything.
Well,
I don't know which one
you missed. Before you came on, we told the Sheila walking in on Chicken George, whatever his new name is.
Yeah, Chicken George, whatever his new name is. Three-legged Chicken George.
No, it's called Cock-a-doo, I thought it was.
Yes.
I'm going to Three-legged Chicken George.
Three-legged Chicken George. That's funny.
Joe, and all the rafting, the poker, the karaoke, the golfing, which did you enjoy the most?
Ooh, I gotta say, probably the poker tournament I won, hands down, is the most enjoyable thing of that entire trip. That's gonna be a night I remember forever. And then I would have to say, you know, as much as the activity itself to me is not as enjoyable, which is the golf trip, I enjoy the trip a lot because you get to run around in golf carts, you kind of bounce around between groups, you get to kind of get some quality time with some of the fans, some of the people who are in your group. So it's nice. You get a lot of time to chat and, like, kind of do something fun. So
yeah.
I like the golf scramble.
Are you going to Vegas?
Wonders if you're going to Vegas, Joe.
Oh, I am definitely going to be in Vegas this year. I'm not quite sure on the dates. I think it's, like, the 19th, 20th, 21st, or maybe it's the 18th, 19th, 20th. But, yeah, it's whatever weekend after the wrap. So I'm really looking forward to it this year. It's going to be great.
Cool. And Corey should maybe be there too. I'm hoping to get Corey to come with me. I'm definitely going, and Corey, I think he's going.
Yeah, didn't you win the ticket?
Yeah, good.
I won the ticket.
Wow. I heard that. I saw that somewhere on Facebook. I remember being like, "Dude, did you guys hear that Ron won the tickets?"
Yes.
Yeah, I won some tickets. It's nice to win tickets too, because now I can, you know, go as a fan and not you know. Go and I'm just going to have fun, you know what I mean? It's going to be so
much
fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I haven't met none of you guys yet. None of the Big Brother people I've met yet face to face.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be
amazing, yeah.
How about April,
May,
in October?
Yeah, are you going to the Virginia one? There's a big one in Virginia too. For animals, the rescue reality.
I've seen something about that. When are the dates on that? Cause for some reason, I thought I was already booked or something.
No,
it's the second weekend in October.
She keeps adding more and more. There are over 90 reality stars right now that are going. So.
Oh my goodness, that thing's gonna be out of control. I think, you know what? I think I might just pass on that one.
Well, Michelle Cotts is gonna be there. Michelle Noonan's gonna be there. James Ryan's gonna be there. It's October 9th.
I think your fiance is gonna be there, Miss Lydia.
Oh, nice. Very good. Yeah,
there, I didn't know Lydia was. But hey, we're almost done, Joe, with the show and everything. And the last thing I wanted to bring up was, are you doing anything that, you know, you need a plug or anything?
Not at the moment, but look forward to it soon. I think there might be a fun little Pride event coming up in San Diego this summer that
We're hoping to do a triple header with me, Steven, and Kevin. So look forward to that. I don't have any of the details yet, but I'm hoping that we can get something pulled together. So that would probably be the next big thing we got going on. So once more details are available on that, I'll definitely help you guys out.
Yeah, just have friends in San Diego. I think I'm going to have to go down to San Diego now.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. San Diego's lovely, especially in the summertime. Yeah.
Whenever you want to come back on, just write me or tell me.
Definitely, yeah. Thanks, everybody who called in, and thanks, everybody who's in the chat rooms, and thanks especially to Melanie for getting me to call in and everybody, and thank you for having the show, Ron. Really appreciate it. Tracy, I'll talk to you soon. Alan, take care, and everyone have a great night, okay?